The Red River Farm Network.
The Colorado Wheat Research Foundation funded research 15 years ago to identify a new herbicide tolerance trait in wheat. Executive Director Brad Erker says this trait is resistant to Group 1 chemistries. The foundation formed a partnership with Albaugh to provide the chemistry and Lima grain to manage and expand this technology to other classes of wheat. Erker says the trait began with hard red winter wheat. It now expanded to spring wheat.
Herbicide tolerance is a big convenience factor in other crops, and that's why we wanted to develop something in wheat to help us keep up with those other crops. For 20 years, we were limited to just one herbicide tolerance technology in wheat in Clearfield, and so that's what kind of drove the thinking behind our Colorado growers and our researchers at Colorado State to try to develop a second option.
Erker says grower stewardship is key to the long-term performance of coaxium.
The herbicide is very active on these grasses that it kills. And so the way herbicide resistance works in weeds is, to some degree, the more efficacious the herbicide is, the greater selection pressure you put on the weeds to select some tolerant types that naturally occur out there. So the way to combat that is to follow the stewardship guidelines. So, for example, just rotating chemistries, not using that same chemistry over and over and over every year, year after year, because then we'll develop resistance.
Coaxium is unique because it is a farmer-owned trait.
U.S. corn export.